Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from GR Silver Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GRSL, and on the OTCQB under the symbol GRSLF. I'm chatting with a new guest on the show. His name is Hanza Catchpole. He is the VP of Exploration at GR Silver Mining. And I'm bringing Hanza on this segment because we're going to recap news that came out on Monday, June 21st. And it is a, let's call it, new drill program here. It's actually an expanded 14,000-meter program, but it's really focused on exploration here. And in a sense, tying together GR Silver Mining's projects, the Plomosas project, San Marcial, and La Trinidad project. They're all connected in Mexico, but this is the first time that these projects are all together under one company, especially an exploration company. And now, from my understanding, the company, GR Silver Mining, is initiating this drill program to really tie together some of the resources and test some new areas. Hanza, start us off, please, with the overall goals of this 14,000-meter exploration program, please.
Hey, Corey. Thanks for having me here on the air. So to sum it up, so we have really just completed the resource drilling for San Juan and Plomosas. And now, we kind of entering into a next phase where we want to kind of move out and start working on goals and exploration targets that we had an eye on already for quite a bit, but we didn't manage to go out. Now we have time to and resources to actually dedicate to that.
So I'm going to post figure one from that news release below this interview. I'll also post a link to that news release for everyone to follow along, but figure one is pretty important here as it does more or less show some of the target areas and also where some of the resource areas are on this large land package now. Hanza, where do you want the listeners to focus their attention here? Any targets you want to outline in this figure one?
Well, yes, in figure one, you can see up in the northeastern area where we have the existing projects that we've been working on quite a bit, the San Juan Plomosas mine area and the San Marcial area. So this is kind of the focus of this program right now. And we, what we really wanted to do is because these areas, they lie apart a little bit. We have about 5 kilometers distance between San Marcial and San Juan. And now we're trying to fill the gaps between the areas and prove that we are really looking at a large system which extends over, tens of kilometers in north and south of the areas that we already defined. And during the resource drilling time, we also worked on, quietly on these projects that we had our eye on. And we have a dedicated prospecting team. So they have been out and they've been scout mapping and taking sampling and using a small portable man drill. And have gotten really interesting things. And we had other mapping teams out working. So, there's several areas you can see on the map. One is called the gap area. So this is really an area where we have an extensive vein system that was recently identified. And this really will help a lot to connect the San Marcial and San Juan area. And then we'll have continuity between those projects. There's also a couple of other ones there, the Saltito. So this is an area where we're going to be start working as well. That's west of the San Juan vein system, and we haven't done any work on that really. And it's a completely separate vein system. You have a little bit of historic information there, so it'll be interesting to follow up former gold intercepts that they had found. When was that? I think IMSA holes.
So what's going to be the attack strategy then here? If you have all these different target areas and it doesn't sound like anyone's really put together before you guys a comprehensive exploration program here, how are you going to go attacking some of these projects?
Well, there's different approaches because some of them are really accessible. There's historic access roads to these areas, so we just rehabilitate them and start the program. Other areas that are a little bit more remote, and we have to do man portable rigs and bring these into the like very some of them are virgin areas. Some of them do have historic information on them, you know, proving that we actually have silver and gold values there.
Now, when it comes to the average depth of the holes, are you guys planning on putting any deep holes in here, or is this 14,000 meters going to get you a lot of more shallow drilling?
Yeah, well, most of it is shallow drilling. So especially in the new areas where we have just identified new structures, that we'll be doing shallow drilling, 50 to 100 meter holes. Some of the historical areas, the intercepts about 200 meters depths. So that's kind of the ranges we're looking at.
Okay, so even the news release says that this program is focused on some structural trends, covering a combined 75 kilometers of strike length at the three projects, the Plomosas project, San Marcial, and La Trinidad. Using this figure one, can you outline what these trends are? Because even the title of figure one here says three key trends on these projects. Take us through how that's playing a big role in this drill program.
Well, these are regional trends that we can see, which are kind of north, west, south, east structures. You can see them in the geology, and along these trends, especially in the Trinidad trend, which is the westernmost one, you can see in the south we have the San Cristobal area, which has the red circle around it, and the San Carlos and the former Taunus pit. So these are all that lie along these north, west, south, east lineaments, and these are huge areas. We're looking at tens of kilometers areas where we have found, or let's say vein systems had been found, and you can see all those red the red vein markings there in the figure, and those are all actually things that have been actually mapped. So we're looking at San Cristobal itself is about over 10 kilometers long. And has several different shoots there. So that's something we're going to be looking at soon.
Okay. Hansa, can you give us a little background on yourself? VP of Exploration here. When did you join the company? What other companies have you worked for?
Well, I've been with GR Silver since February, so not too long. So I just got on top of everything here. I've been in the field quite a lot. I spent most of the time since I started in Mexico, and I'm just coming back from Mexico. Myself, I've been in Canada for 8 years now. I'm originally from Germany, I'm a German geologist. And before GR Silver, I worked for major mining companies like Teck and Vale. And I also worked for Sumitomo Metals Mining. So that's my background.
Okay. Now, Hans, I guess just to wrap us up here, just as a general recap here, this is all really focused on making new exploration or making new discoveries and testing new ground. Is that fair to say? The company has now moved past that infill drilling, and I know that there's an updated resource and some economic studies coming out from all that past drilling, but this program now is shifting to a more discovery focus.
Yeah, that's right. So we really want to, focus on things with our eye on for a while, and we want to prove that this is a really large system. So we want to fill the gaps a little bit, and it's definitely focused on new discoveries.
Okay. Well, Hansa, I appreciate the update. Thank you for joining us on this show. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Hansa regarding this drill program, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Hansa, again, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for sharing the updates on this news.
Thanks a lot, Corey.